Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is Kingdom Concerns Part 1. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Acts chapter 12 and verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. In our anchor scripture, Peter had been imprisoned. He was on what we would call death row. In modern parlance, he was to be killed for his faith, like James, one of the other apostles. Peter was in a practically hopeless situation from a natural standpoint. The Bible says the church, recognizing the danger Peter was facing, did not go carrying placards, did not go fighting, did not go wailing on the streets and discussing strategies. They went into constant prayers. These people who were praying had their own needs. They had their own challenges. Some of them had kids that were sick. Others may have had financial issues. But for the sake of Peter, for the love of the body, they put all those aside and covenanted to pray continuously until Peter's deliverance was sure. My dear listeners, effective prayers are prayers that transcend selfish elements. If we will be effective members of the body, we must get out of the cycle of praying for only ourselves and our immediate families or loved ones. Do the issues in the body of Christ not concern you? There are people under the sound of my voice who have never, ever been led to pray for people outside their immediate circle. My dear listeners, we are the body of Christ. We are a collective. What hurts one should hurt all. In these last days, let us refuse to be blinded by this demonic agenda of denominational strife and sectionalism. We are one body. We should rise and fight for even the least member of the body. Imagine if Peter was imprisoned in our day. He probably would have been killed by the government. But look what happened when constant prayer was offered up. There was a miraculous and spectacular deliverance. The miraculous does not just happen, my dear listeners. There is usually a price. The church did not pray once and wait for a convenient date to pray the second time. They prayed as though Peter's life depended on it, because it actually did. They prayed constantly. This Christianity of convenience, where we pray only when it fits into our schedules or when we have nothing else major to do, is not the way. If we will see the hand of God move in the body of Christ and in the lives of our brothers and sisters in the Lord, we will need a heart for kingdom concerns, and we will have to prioritize praying things through. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this word. Lord, today we pray for a zeal for your kingdom to consume us. Let love, knowledge, and zeal meet in our hearts, that we may be able to take the posture the early church took to pray for our brethren who are going through various trials all over the world. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.